Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Friday, which means we're very lucky because our friend Corey Andrew from InstinctMagazine.com is joining us. Hey, Corey, are you there?
I am here. Happy Friday, everyone.
Hey, congratulations, my friend. I saw you this week on Jay Leno's new show.
Yes.
You were fantastic. Tell us all about it. Was it exciting? Were you nervous?
You know, it was so exciting, and Jay Leno is really a wonderful guy, but you know, people know now I missed a very specific question. And Rob, I thought of you when I missed and could not answer, and I could not remember Rob Kardashian's name. And I actually on the set said, Rob's going to kill me in my mind. And that was the actual answer. Rob was the answer. Oh my gosh, but it was fun.
Goodness, so it was fun. A new game show, lots of celebrity questions. It's weird like that, isn't it? Sometimes your mind goes blank. Like,
oh,
you
my
know
gosh, yes.
The answer to that question was Rob Kardashian.
Of course.
It's just your mind goes blank. But don't beat yourself up, darling. You were so great, so charming, and I'm glad the whole world got to see you
as well as hearing you.
Hey, my friend, what time is it? It is
tea time.
Kanye West has allegedly been cheating on Kim Kardashian with an A-list singer. Now fans want to know, who is this singer? So Page Six reported on September 1st that Kanye had been cheating after the couple welcomed their second child. Oh, that's bad.
No.
So he seems to have confirmed this in his new song, Hurricane, on his new album, Donda. A source told Page Six the following. The song is his testimony of what he did wrong and taking accountability for their marriage breakdown. If you look closely at the lyrics, he's referring to his infidelity in the marriage. So this is quite shocking. Now The Sun is reporting that Kanye cheated on Kim with an A-list singer. So after she had the baby, he moved out of the family house and he sort of moved into his bachelor pad in Hollywood. He wanted to be closer to the studio, but he also wanted to be up to no good. He was partying late in the studio. Now everybody wants to know, who is this A-list singer? We do know that he briefly dated Irina Shayk, who's Bradley Cooper's ex. Well, she's not a singer, and she did not canoodle with Kanye until Kim and Kanye were over. So what do you think? Do you think we'll ever find out who this person is?
You know, I think so, because the person probably wants the publicity out of it. You know how Hollywood is, right? Any chance you can get some extra PR, it's gonna slip up sooner or later, I think.
Yes, and he likes publicity too. And let's be honest, when he starts ranting and raving, he's not exactly shy.
No.
So if this A-list singer, if she is married, we don't know that.
Oh,
she might, oh, I know.
True.
I mean, I shouldn't even say the names. I don't want to get in trouble. But obviously, people are throwing out big names like J-Lo and Beyonce. There's not that Taylor Swift. I don't believe any of those. But all
no.
these names are circulating. But I think we will find out who this is. I've been in the gossip business a long time. The truth always comes out.
Mm-hmm.
You tell one person, they tell another person. Kanye maybe has a drinky poo and tells a friend.
Yeah.
It's going to come out. So if you're the A-list singer who hooked up with Kanye and thought it was a secret, you're on warning. We're going to find out who he is, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Kanye allegedly cheated on Kim with an A-list singer. Do you think you know who she is? Ooh, go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. Leave a comment there. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. Corey Love, what are you working on?
Yes, well, Alicia Keys shares pics of Channing Tatum and Zoe. Yes. Those two are so good looking as a couple.
Oh.
But, oh my goodness. So, Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz, they just made their Instagram debut thanks to Alicia Keys.
Oh.
Yeah. Alicia shared photos from her exclusive Met Gala after party where the actors were packing on the PDA. And in one shot, Kravitz, 32 years old, and the 41-year-old, very good-looking Magic Mike star, can be seen posing with Alicia Keys. Now, Tatum shared the photo on his Instagram story, writing, "This night, nobody wanted to trifle with us on the dance floor, and the music and the vibe was next level. Thank you, Alicia Keys." So Kravitz and Tatum did not make their red carpet debut. People thought they were going to come together. That's what fans were hoping, but they did. They did leave together, which could be more
together.
Yeah,
they
that could be more explosive. Yeah. So, but while attending the after party, though, apparently the couple did not shy away from showing their public affection. And a source told People Magazine they did not take their hands off of each other.
I'm surprised Alicia did this. I'm surprised she did this because they did go to extraordinary measures to not be shot together on the red carpet.
Yeah.
I had a reporter outside their hotel. They left the hotel together and then they rocked up at the Met.
Mm.
He got out the car, he walked the carpet, and she drove around the block. The driver took her away and brought her back 40 minutes later.
Oh my goodness.
So they deliberately went out of their way to not be photographed together on the red carpet. And now Alicia Keys is the photographer that has confirmed the relationship. Obviously, he doesn't mind because he's reposted it and put a comment on there. But it is interesting. I wonder if Alicia asked permission. Or if you see two people together, they're clearly together. If you just post the picture, if they came to my party, so Alicia was hosting an after party, and I took pictures with people and you two were together, I think I'd just post it. I wouldn't be like, do you mind if I post this picture?
Well, I think you and I would do that in our normal life with like Bob the plumber next door. But when you're talking about celebrities, you'd probably have to ask. And it makes me think Alicia may be in on some purposeful publicity stunt, because that's not like her. This is all calculated.
Like
this is
it's
weird.
It's not like her. I worked for Alicia for a long time, and she's not a gossipy goose.
No.
Like, most of my clients were always reading Us Weekly, and they wanted to know the gossip, and they'd always ask me about my other clients.
Mm.
What's J-Lo up to? What's Didi doing?
Right.
What's Jessica Simpson going on with Nick? Are they together? The only person I was with a lot who never gossiped was Alicia Keys.
Exactly.
She didn't gossip. So this, I don't know if it's a mistake of if she's in on it, but Alicia, thank you for the confirmation.
Yes.
So we told you first that Jeopardy was having trouble finding new hosts. So it's such a disaster over there. It's such a train wreck that celebrity hosts don't really want to be part of this toxic environment. And yesterday it was confirmed that Mayim Bialik and Ken Jennings are going to actually share the hosting duties for the rest of the year. So they're not the permanent hosts. The show is still looking for a permanent host, but at least for the rest of this year. It takes a little pressure off the show to find somebody really quickly. Obviously, they don't want to make another mistake and hire somebody who's not right for it. So it gives them a little bit of breathing room. I think it's a good idea. Ken Jennings, it's interesting. I looked up the ratings of all the rotating guest hosts that they had on that show. Ken got the best ratings. Alex Trebek clearly liked Ken. Yeah. He brought him on as a consultant. So I think this is probably a good idea. And maybe it gives them a moment or two to just reset the show and now start to look for a new permanent host and do it in a much more serious, much more thorough way than what they did so before. Are you excited about Ken Jennings?
Well, you know, I think it's a great opportunity for the show to build on Alex's legacy because he did sort of handpick him in a way, and he groomed him. So why not make that the PR story? Like, he is the king Arthur, if you will, of the show. And I think it's a brilliant idea.
Well, I think it's also a little bit of a test balloon. If Ken keeps the ratings up, they ain't going to find anybody else.
No.
If Ken keeps delivering big ratings, he will be the permanent host. You heard it here first. Okay, this guy, Tariq El Moussa, is a toxic ball of masculinity. I don't know why we cover him, but for some reason, stories on him do really well. And I got to admit, even though he annoys me, I am interested in what he has going on.
Yes.
What is he up to now?
So Tariq El Moussa says his onset argument with his ex, well, it really sucked. And it did, actually, for viewers and probably the people on set. So Tariq El Moussa hopes to move forward following his on-set argument with his ex and Flip or Flop co-star Christina Hack. He says the whole thing just sucked for everyone involved. That's what he told E's Daily Pop. And he also vowed to keep it from ever happening again. He says, Christina and I, we worked together, you know, for like over 10 years. And we've been working together as exes for 5. Now, as you can imagine, it can be stressful working with an ex. And we did have an incident where some choice words were said on both sides. And I'm sure we both wish the whole thing never happened. Since we got into that little disagreement a few months back, I've just decided that moving forward, never again. They split in 2016, although they continued to work together. Now, first of all, Rob, you know, it's very difficult to work with an ex, I would imagine. But he's seemingly like kind of putting her in the mix as being at fault.
It.
He's the one who did this, not her.
He went off on her. He had an explosive argument with her on set that put everybody in a really weird situation. Nobody wants to be around that in a work environment or even a private environment. And so this is not really an apology.
No.
He's sort of blaming her
for
him mouthing off. This is exactly what I expected from him. There is something about this guy that is just so
no accountability,
aggressive, alpha male. He's always screaming and shouting. They're still working together, though. The show still does really well.
Mm-hmm.
It must be hard to work with an ex, particularly when one of those exes is Tariq. Okay, before we get a break. Irina Shayk is calling Bradley Cooper a hands-on daddy.
Aww.
So she has a new interview she did with High Style magazine. She's on the cover looking phenomenal.
Of course. She doesn't
really want to talk about Kanye West in the interview.
No.
However, she's very happy to talk about her other ex, Bradley Cooper.
Aww.
The two of them broke up in 2019 after 4 years together, but she has maintained co-parenting with him to raise their four-year-old daughter. She said the following, quote, "He's a full-on, hands-on dad, no nanny."
Hmm.
Leah, their little daughter, went on holiday with him for almost 2 weeks, and I didn't call them once.
Oh, good.
Me and her father are very strict. When she finishes eating, she gets up from the table and she takes her plate and she says, thank you.
Aww.
I know, it's sort of sweet, isn't it? She also talked about when she was growing up in Russia.
Hmm.
Now, her little girl has all these toys, but she wants her to appreciate everything she has. I love hearing that Bradley Cooper's a good dad.
Mm-hmm,
it totally
makes sense.
He's such a good guy, not just a handsome guy, but such a great guy too. She did not want to talk about Kanye West. They asked her about Kanye and she said the following, deflecting very, very well. "Tomorrow, there is going to be a rumor that I'm dating my doorman. And then after that, I'll be dating somebody else." So, I sort of get making a joke out of it, but we know you dated him. I mean, you can't, he was not your doorman.
Exactly.
You dated Kanye West. There are pictures of you together.
Yeah.
And so it's so interesting at the Met Ball too. Oh, she looked fabulous at the Met Ball.
Gorgeous.
Did you notice? No Kanye. Kanye was not
there. No, not at all. Well, and so Kim was barely there too with her face covered up. So
we don't know if it was her. No, it was definitely Kim. But I know a lot of people thought he was there with a mask on. It was not Kanye. So Kim was there. When they broke up, lots of people in the fashion community were debating who gets to keep Anna Wintour in the divorce. So Anna is the editor-in-chief of Vogue. She initially started as a Kanye fan. She did not like Kim. For years, the Kardashians were barred from the Met Ball.
Really?
Kim had not been on the cover of Vogue. They didn't want Kim. But Anna Wintour loved Kanye West. Mm. And it's Kanye that softened the relationship between Kim and Anna. I know. And now it looks like Kim has won her over. Kanye is out. We're going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. The Daily Show podcast has everything you need to stay on top of today's news and pop culture. You get hilarious, satirical takes on entertainment, politics, sports, and more from Jon and the team of correspondents and contributors. The podcast also has content you can't get anywhere else, like extended interviews and a roundup of the weekly headlines. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Mother's Day is right around the corner, and in true She Pivots fashion, we're highlighting moms who've dedicated their lives and their pivots to supporting mothers. The iconic Christy Turlington will join us to talk about launching Every Mother Counts after pivoting from her 90s supermodel days. And later, the co-CEOs of Baby to Baby will share how they're addressing the needs for millions of babies and moms. So tune in and subscribe to She Pivots. New episodes out every Wednesday. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My simple solution to the problem was remove people from the scene and help them feel safer.
In response to attacks against Asian Americans, Maddie Park raised over $250,000 to donate cab rides to the Asian community.
There is so much more work to be done. We really need to come together and tackle this issue as a community.
Support the Asian community. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Corey Andrew from InstinctMagazine.com. Hey, let's get to the polls. Thank you very much, Corey. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's airbrushed Time 100 cover is being mocked. It really is airbrushed. He looks like he's got a wig on. He's got very, very thick, luscious hair. Do you think it's great? Or do you think it's a bit creepy? Ooh, let's have a look at the results. 74% said creepy.
Oh, wow.
Ooh, I keep looking at the cover, and I wanted this cover to reflect all the good work they're doing, all the philanthropy, all the charity, and all anyone's talking about, including me, is the heavy photoshopping. It's just too much, particularly when you're gorgeous. Both of you are so gorgeous.
And young.
I couldn't look as good as Meghan on my best day. On her worst day, she's going to look better than me. And so I just don't know why they do this. Particularly, and I think this is the basis of the problem here. I'm getting to the heart of the matter. Their entire brand is about being authentic.
Mm-hmm.
They left the royal family because they couldn't be their authentic selves. And I really believe that, which is why this cover, I think, has caused such a controversy. Because if you're going to be authentic, you can't have your hair photoshopped in.
But I wonder if it was really their decision. Right? I mean, you know, Photoshop on
they definitely
with
got
editors
photo approval.
And you think
but they definitely got photo approval. And Time magazine, it's not a fashion magazine, it's a smarty pants magazine. Do you think the designer at Time is like, oh, let's fill in his hair? Maybe if it was a fashion magazine. If it was GQ, I'd be like, oh, maybe they did. But this is Time magazine.
Yeah,
like,
news
who would say, yeah, we're going to fill give Harry new hair, unless Harry asked. They definitely got photo approval. When they did this, they got photo approval. And I would have said, if they'd sent me that photo, and celebrities have done this before. Kate Winslet was on the cover of GQ. Yep. And they sent her a photoshopped cover, and she said, no, put it back.
Yeah.
I want to see the real me. Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, beautiful lights, beautiful hair and makeup. You look the best you can. Give me every advantage you can. But don't stretch me or take 40 pounds off me or give me a new hairline. There's something suspicious about this one. And you agree. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rom or our Facebook page Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back on Monday to hear your results. And now, our nicest of the day.
Yes. This is really nice, though. It's a nice story. So Octavia Spencer apologizes to Britney Spears.
Oh.
Octavia Spencer is apologizing for advising Britney Spears to sign a prenup after the pop star announced her engagement to Sam Asghari. She wrote, y'all, a few days ago, Sam and Britney announced their engagement, and me being me, I made a joke. My intention was to make them laugh, not cause pain, the Oscar winner wrote. But Spencer said she reached out to the lovely couple privately also to apologize, and she just wants to restore a smidge of the happiness that they were robbed of. Spears, however, who deactivated her Instagram account recently, did not respond, but Asghari did. He wrote, you are very kind to clarify, but I have no hard feelings whatsoever. Jokes and misconceptions come with the territory. Wow. So they both are the nicest of the day.
Absolutely. This is just a lovely, lovely story. Remember, when you're making a joke at somebody else's expense, you do steal a little bit of their joy. So be very careful. I'm not saying don't make jokes, but just be careful, everybody. And now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. They're remaking. Thank you. They are remaking Whitney Houston's The Bodyguard. Why? Why are you doing
this?
It's the most perfect movie. It's arguably one of the greatest movie soundtracks of all time.
It
made $400 million. Why are you doing
this? I mean,
even if you get Beyonce to be the new Whitney, I don't want to watch it.
No.
Who's going to play? Who's going to sing that song? And they better not put new songs in it, Corey. I know, if they take out that song, if they take out Dolly Parton's I Will Always Love You, I'll be furious. Why are they doing this?
And Cardi B is, I shouldn't laugh, but Cardi B is suspected to be the...
B or Jennifer Lopez, all of which I love. You ain't Whitney Houston.
No, ma'am.
Even if they got Mariah. Now, that would be fun because Mariah and Whitney had all that drama.
Oh, that could be good.
But even Mariah couldn't, it's Whitney's movie.
Yeah, period. Like, I don't see how. I don't see why anyone would even try because it's going to be a failure by comparison.
Yes.
No matter what you do.
No matter. If they got Lady Gaga, who was brilliant and A Star Is Born, another remake, it still wouldn't work.
No.
That is Whitney's movie. That is Whitney's song. And don't you mess with it. Well, I'm fired up. You are our naughtiest of the day. Let's have a moment of Rob. You get a Rob. Thank you, darling. On Monday, my book finally comes out. So
yay!
I know we've been talking about this for months and months. I'm so excited.
Yes.
If you've pre-ordered it, thank you so much. If you haven't, you've still got time to order it today and you will get it next week. You can go to Amazon.com. So every smart person sets a deadline. Saying I'll do this tomorrow is the easiest way to make sure it's never, ever going to happen. These are excuses, and your excuses are just fear. And it's the fear trying to convince you not to do something new, which is why you must always set a deadline. I set a deadline on everything I do. I say by the end of the day, I've got to return the calls I don't want to do. I've got to return the emails I don't want to do. I never put stuff off until tomorrow. I just don't do it. Set a deadline, and in the forward answer, we explain why you should do this, but more importantly, how you can do it. Hey, that's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Corey show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And all together now, remember,
if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice.
Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everyone.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.